The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
In the ever-changing world around us, there's always a place for some satire. And my next guest has structured his comedy around journalism through Waterford Whispers News, the spoof news website poking fun at current affairs. And I'm joined now by the man himself, the man who founded the whole thing, Colm Williamson, author and founder of Waterford Whispers. Colm, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How did it all begin?
I suppose during the last recession, 2009, I became unemployed, and Facebook kind of took off, you know, and I was doing nothing basically. I was working in Dublin, and I moved down because my kid Lucas was born. So we said, look, we'll move down. You know, I'll take up a job. I was managing Walters in Dunleary. You'd probably know.
Yeah,
Walters,
I know it yeah. well. Yeah.
So I was in there managing, and I said, right, I just wanted to move out of Dublin. The rent was crazy at the time. Obviously, worse now. But moved down, and the crash happened as we're moving down. You could hear the Lehman Brothers thing on the radio. Yeah. So went down, couldn't get a job. I was working part time here and there. And then I was just kind of messing around on Facebook and started these satirical stories, you know, and it just took off. It took about, I'd say, 4 or 5 years before I turned it into a business, you know.
Now, let's just talk about the numbers today. How many people engaged with Waterford Whispers last year?
Oh, last year. So we hit about 15 million a month.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the reach now. This would be a reach across.
Yeah, sure. So, and where are they to be found?
Mostly Ireland. A quarter would be from the US, another quarter would be the UK, all expat kind of countries, you know. You'd have Australia, Canada, that kind of thing as well, you know. So we've a good reach.
Now, your sense of humor, where does it come from? I mean, it's a hard question to answer, but was, you know, the family at home, your dad, was he always wisecracking?
Well, actually, my dad was a stand-up comedian, you know, not full-time, but he dabbled. My mum is an Amdram director for 40 years, so...
So it's in the genes.
It's in the genes, yeah. Levi's, yeah.
But looking at some of the headlines, I mean, some people might find them distasteful, but that's part of it, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
I mean, this one here, "Don't go your great crack. Ireland reacts to the Israeli ambassador recall."
Yeah, well, I suppose it's biting, as they say. It's to... You use humour to, you know... bring attention, I suppose, to serious subjects, you know. And we do that quite a lot, especially with the, you know, the wars in Gaza and that. It's you try and make light of it in a tasteful way. Sometimes.
I've seen some of the videos that you do. Explain how all of that feeds into Waterford Whispers News.
So I have characters. I have Bill Badbody and I have Paddy Brown. So I have a studio down in Tremor. Green screen studio, and I basically do the videos from there. So it's me and another guy, Carl. He's based in Mayo, so he works remotely, and myself that write, and I produce all the videos and do everything else.
It sounds like you're a very tight operation.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean, we did have a team of five, and then COVID hit, and obviously, like most small businesses, we suffered. So we had to kind of, you know, turn it around a bit. So we relaunched our shop in March, and that's finally making us money, you know, after a real tough couple of years. Like, so yeah, it's up and down like any business, I suppose.
Yeah. Now, the Annual is a big publication. Gill Books are publishing it.
Yeah.
It retails pretty much everywhere, I presume.
$19.99
is the price. But, I mean, that's one, and I know the publisher will take a whack and the retailers take a whack, so you don't get that much out of every copy.
Yeah.
I know that story.
Yeah.
So how do you monetize the site?
Well, that's it. So we used to rely on kind of branded stuff, branded videos, that kind of thing. We still kind of do that, but it's nowhere near what it was before COVID. We're up against big you know, businesses like Greencastle, so it's hard to kind of it's hard to get that kind of business in. So as I said, we relaunched a shop, and that's I'm now printing t-shirts, so I'm doing this in the morning, and then in the afternoon I could be working 13 hours
and your t-shirts, would they be reflecting one of the headlines that you've created?
Satirical t-shirts and mugs as well. So it's all merch now at the moment. That's mostly how we make money, and that and the book.
Yeah. Now, do people get offended and correspond with you?
All the time.
All the time. That's yeah, what you want, I suppose.
That's what I want, yeah. You get a lot of comments and stuff and, yeah, emails, but that's people probably mostly just not understanding satire.
I mean, one of the things we all remember, maybe the weeping statues of Our Lady. You've got a story here. Pilgrims flock to defecating statue of Virgin Mary.
Yeah, it's just,
I mean, that would be bound to offend.
Oh yeah, it would. Yeah, I mean, we take aim at the church, you know, a lot, I suppose, coming from a Catholic country and background myself. So it's everything's out for, you know, satire, I suppose. Everything's up there.
Yeah. Now some of the stories actually go viral internationally.
Mm-hmm.
There was one about the North Koreans.
Oh yeah, North Korean sends the first ever man on the... It lands the first ever man on the sun. And that was kind of our biggest one that started off, you know, Whispers as a company, really. And that kind of...
And that was taken up by...
It was, because at the time we had all those stories of Kim Jong, all these kind of, you know, fake stories coming out of North Korea. And I said, right, okay, let's send a man to the sun for them, you know. He went at night, obviously, not to get burnt. But yeah, that was our first big one, you know.
Yeah. And you had another story about the Vatican saying that Jesus is
he's not going
to come back.
He's not going to come back by the looks of it. So that one, we got a lot of emails. We had, there's actually videos of pastors in the US reading this out to a congregation of people, like 200-300 people, as if it's real. So it's funny, you can hear them reading back the story, and they're literally quoting, oh, Jesus may have been drunk at the time when he made the promise to come back, you know. So yeah,
and they bought it.
And they bought it, yeah. And that was 2 or 3 different pastors.
Mind you, Trump got elected, so
I know, yeah.
People will buy stuff. Oh,
buy everything, yeah.
Yeah. And the reaction then from around the world is sometimes positive, sometimes negative. I mean, mm-hmm. Any death threats?
Yeah, we got death threats.
He routinely.
Yeah, I mean, we get a lot. Like, I mean, we had the, well, not this wasn't a death threat, but we had the Scientology sending us a letter from their head department saying that we crossed the line with one of our stories on Tom Cruise, and they said it was hate speech. Yeah, and I mean, I've gotten death threats like regularly, you know, especially with my character Bill. He was kind of a right wing character at first, and I got a lot of kind of death threats from people who didn't like that, you know.
Yeah. Now you touch on everything that is contemporary, right? I'm looking at the annual now, mm-hmm. And you know, you can chronicle the year through the excerpts that you've chosen.
We do a kind of a collection of what our most popular stories of the year.
Die-hard Man United fan discovers intense distaste for all things English just in time for the Euros.
Yeah. That would be Carl. So Carl does a lot of the sports stories.
Well. Another one. GAA raffle with top prize of electrician's phone number sells out in seconds.
Yeah, same for plumbers. So yeah. Hard to get them.
Yeah. And you touch on political party stuff as well.
Yeah.
And Waterford being your own home place at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I saw one little video you had of a report from a news report about Sinn Féin and David Cullinan actually putting posters up in posh areas.
Oh, yeah.
And how he didn't get the menu from Party HQ, that this was a waste of money.
Yeah. So Bill was walking on his walk through the affluent area of Tremor, if there is such a thing. And I was just poking fun at David. He seems to, he's a workaholic. You'd see him around a lot. And actually, after I posted that video, he called to my house, but I wasn't there. So. He was canvassing. He wasn't trying.
And in terms of that, he obviously takes it on the chin when required.
Yeah,
how do the politicians normally react?
Well, mostly I'm actually interested. The News Talk, you did a story that we were the second most visited website in Leinster House. We were Waterford Whispers, so they do take a lot of, I suppose, heed to what we do. You know.
Yeah, and which porn site was number one?
Yeah. Yeah, I will say. Facebook, yeah. No.
Now, where do you go to from here? I mean, you're using the shop, obviously, to make some revenue, but
yeah.
In terms of the actual output of Waterford Whispers itself and online, mm-hmm. And your videos and all that, where do you go to from here? Does it sound like Hall's Pictorial Weekly revisited in the form of Waterford Whispers?
Oh, I'd love that, yeah. I mean, we dabble in the videos and stuff, but I think the podcast, we're looking at a podcast for next year. We're chatting to some people about that, and I think that'd be a good move going towards the audio end of things, with Bill as kind of the main carrier of Waterford Whispers. You know, the Waterford Whispers Report is what we're going to call it. So it'll be a mixture of, you know, scripted comedy, but also talking to people as well. Hopefully politicians when we get them in and, you know, kind of grill them.
That could be interesting encounters, I suspect, on the podcast. I mean, people would look at this and, you know, you have to have a funny bone to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. People might think it's a bit juvenile sometimes.
Yeah. You
could. Is that the whole idea?
Well, I mean, it's a bit of fun, but I mean, there is serious satire in it. You know, I mean, we have a bit of fun, but we can be quite serious and cutting as well. You know?
I mean, there are things which are quite on point. About Cillian Murphy and his Oscar. Cork never going to shut up about this, is the headline.
They haven't. No.
Another one. Tragedy as a man uses Shazam to find out the song he's enjoying is by Justin Bieber.
Yeah, well, that's a real story.
That's a real story. Okay, well, look, it's a great publication. This is the annual.
Yep.
It's Waterford Whispers News 2024, published by Gill Books, on sale everywhere in paperback at $19.99. Just the stocking filler for Christmas.
So, yeah.
And the founder of the whole enterprise, Colm Williamson, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.